afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, and this is our first broadcast. We are so happy that you're tuned in. We've got lots planned, but first I want to take just a moment to remember our good friend, Tim Kennedy. He was one great broadcaster here in the Marion area. As a kid, I grew up listening to Tim, and then got to meet him and work with him a little bit. And he was just one great guy. Tim Kennedy, he passed away earlier this week at the age of 51. Too young and just a tragedy. Tim Kennedy, local radio legend. So we just remember Tim. Just take a moment of silence to remember Tim. All right. As I said, welcome to the show. And we've got some interesting things for you. We've got offbeat news. We've got stuff from Ripley's. We've got stuff from America the Quiz. We're going to quiz you on the Constitution. And we've just got a full slate. So let's get to the trivia questions. I've got a $10 Bob Evans gift card, and here's how that's going to work. Anyone who calls in and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for a chance to win a $10 Bob Evans gift card. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number, and we will draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. So like I said, all you've got to do is call in and answer a trivia question. We'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will pick a winner. So let's get to the trivia questions and then get those phone lines going, okay? And we are live. It is 4:21 on a Wednesday afternoon. I hope you're having a great one. Here's our first trivia question. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. Which country is home to the kangaroo? Which country is home to the kangaroo? St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? 740-383-9944 is our number. Here's an easy one for you. From what tree do acorns come from? From what tree do acorns come from? What is the top color in a rainbow? What is the top color in a rainbow? And here's another easy one for you. In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall? I'm sure you know that one right off. In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall? 740-383-9944, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win a $10 Bob Evans gift card, and we'll pick a winner at 4:55. Going to start off with some offbeat news. A total of 3,373 people formed into the shape of a recycling logo in India to break a Guinness World Record. Guinness confirmed the event in Chennai broke the record for the world's largest human recycling logo, with the 3,373 people forming a logo measuring 64 feet by 69 feet. The record attempt was organized by the Central Institute of Plastic Engineering and Technology, which said the event was aimed at raising awareness of biodegradable and reusable plastics. The feat bested a previous record set by the New Indian Express and the B.S. Abdur-Rahman Crescent Institute of Science and Technology, which gathered 1,726 people into the shape of a recycling logo less than a year earlier. So some folks got together, decided to form a recycling logo. 3,373 of them got together, formed the logo, and set a Guinness World Record. Pretty cool. Well, some baby cows ran into some trouble in Arizona. Police in Arizona were called to a neighborhood where a quartet of escaped baby cows were spotted running loose in traffic. Tempe residents said they first spotted the calves running loose near Rural and Warner Roads just before 3 p.m. Tuesday. Police said officers responded to the scene and chased the young cattle for about 40 minutes. Quote, one of them was like, 15 years, this has never happened. And one of them was laughing and gave me a high five for helping out. And he said, thanks for doing that, said neighborhood resident Jamie Zahn, who helped chase the cows. Tempe police said all four cows were safely returned to their pasture and are facing several moving violations. A cow caused chaos last week on the major Deegan Expressway in New York. Police said the cow, which apparently escaped slaughter, was captured and taken to a sanctuary in the state. So there you go. Some cows running into some trouble and setting a recycling logo in India. Some offbeat news for you to start off the program. All right, let's get back to these trivia questions, see if we can get some answered. Again, we are live here on this Wednesday afternoon. It is 4:25 the time. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. Anyone who calls in and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for a chance to win a $10 Bob Evans gift card. And we'll draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. So be the first one to give us a ring on this brand new program. My name is Nate Redmond, and this is Offbeat News and Trivia. And we'll be with you every Wednesday afternoon from about 4:15 till 5 o'clock. All right, here's our trivia questions we're trying to get answered. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. Which country is home to the kangaroo? Which country is home to the kangaroo? St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? From what tree do acorns come from? From what tree do acorns come from? What is the top color in a rainbow? Do you know? What is the top color in a rainbow? 740-383-9944. In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall? So some easy questions for you. We're going easy on you on the first program here. So please give us a call. 740-383-9944. Well, have you ever heard the story of Glacier Girl? Yeah, Glacier Girl. Well, let me tell you all about it. After lying buried beneath nearly 300 feet of snow and ice in Greenland for 50 years, a World War II fighter plane was excavated in a complex operation and restored to flying condition. The Lockheed P-38F Lightning, subsequently named Glacier Girl, was part of an 8-strong squadron flying across the Atlantic en route to Britain in June 1942. However, bad weather forced the squadron to make an emergency landing on an ice cap, and although crews were rescued 10 days later, the planes were abandoned. Shifting ice, which carried Glacier Girl 2 miles from her original location, and decades of snowfall, prevented the plane from being located until 1988. Over the next 4 years, technicians obtained access by sinking long copper pipes filled with boiling water before using hot water hoses to create 50-foot-wide operational chambers deep in the ice around the plane. Can you imagine that? That would be quite the undertaking, melting all that ice, making it wide enough to bring it up piece by piece. They then took the plane apart, brought it to the surface one piece at a time, Following painstaking reconstruction, Glacier Girl took to the skies again in 2002, a remarkable triumph over adversity. My goodness, Glacier Girl got to fly once again after being sunk in the bottom of the ocean, but they put her back together again, kind of like one of the folks in our trivia questions. 740-383-9944 is our phone number.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back, and as Scott said, this is Offbeat News and Trivia, and we have a call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
You know who this is?
I can't place the voice right off. I apologize. Who is this?
Terry.
Oh, Terry Thomas.
Yep, I got your answers for your trivia questions.
Okay, you want to answer one or more or all of them?
I'll answer two.
Sure, shoot, go ahead.
Red is the color on the rainbow.
That is absolutely correct. Red is the color on the rainbow.
And Humpty Dumpty fell on the wall.
Humpty Dumpty fell on the wall. All right, buddy. Well, how's things going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, they're doing great.
Good.
I'm glad I got to hear you on the radio.
Well, hey, I'm glad you gave me a phone call, and you're the first one to go in that drawing, so if nobody else calls, hey, guess what?
Well, you'll have to bring it to me, because I don't think I can get all the way up there.
That's all right. I know where you live.
We're not live on air, are we?
Oh, yeah, we're live on the air right now.
Well, then I want to wish all your listeners a nice weekend, because it's going to be 75 Sunday.
We'll take it, absolutely.
That's right. All right, Nathan.
Hey, hope to see you soon.
Do you need anything else?
Nope, that's it. I'll put you in the drawing.
All righty. All right. Take care of yourself.
You too. Uh-huh, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Terry Thomas, good friend of ours, and he used to listen to me when I was on an Upper Sandusky radio. He used to call and play my contest when I was in Upper Sandusky radio. So good to hear from him. Another call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi, go ahead. We're on the air. Well, I guess maybe they'll give us a call back. But good to hear from our listeners at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It is time for the Weird Word of the Week. The Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word, that can be a little bit of a tongue twister, is impedimenta. Impedimenta. I-M-P-E-D-I-M-E-N-T-A. Impedimenta. It's a plural noun, and the meaning of it is baggage or other things that hinder one's progress as supplies carried by an army. Again, it's a plural noun, and impedimenta means baggage or other things that hinder one's progress. Another phone call coming in. WWGH, go ahead. Got us a bad connection there. Try back. WWGH, we're on the air. Go ahead. Yep. Give us a call back. Here we go. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Well, hello, Nate. This is your Aunt Ann.
Well, hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And how about you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, I saw on Facebook you were going to be on, so I thought, oh, I think I'll tune in and listen to my nephew.
Well, glad you did.
Yeah. The only one I have an answer to is this one about Humpty Dumpty.
Okay, all right.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, you too. I'll put you in the drawing, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, my Aunt Ann. Good to hear from her. Been a little bit since I got to see her. Hope to see her soon. All right, that weird word of the week. Related words to the word impedimenta are equipment, junk, gear, baggage, or obstruction. Used in a sentence, you need not bother about rifles or any impedimenta of any kind. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Well, hello, Nate. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. I think you know who I am. We just saw you just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, well, this sounds like Brenda.
It is. Listen, I don't know if anybody has answered this yet, but the kangaroo, I believe that's Australia.
Yes, that is Australia. Very
okay.
Good.
And then, of course, I knew the Humpty Dumpty, too, but I think you've had a couple people.
Yeah, I've had a couple people on that one.
Just answered that one right. No, the kangaroo is definitely Australia.
All right. Well, we will put you in that drawing for that $10 Bob Evans gift card. How's that sound?
That sounds great, Nate. Thanks.
All right. Well, you take care, okay?
You do the same, and have a good evening.
Uh-huh. You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That phone's beginning to ring. Join the rest, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Get signed up for that $10 Bob Evans gift card. Go out there and enjoy yourself some biscuits and gravy, and I'll tell you, the full menu out there. Okay, let's finish up the weird word of the week. The origin of the word impedimenta comes from the Latin, which is 1590 to 1600 the years. So it's a rather old word. So one you don't really hear about it in everyday language too much anymore. But impedimenta, plural noun, baggage or other things that hinder one's progress as supplies carried by an army. So that takes care of that. Well, we're going to go down here and we're going to add some more trivia questions on since we've had some answers here. Let's go back and pick up the ones we don't have yet. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. We don't have that one yet. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. I don't believe anybody has answered St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? And then the easy one, from what tree do acorns come from? From what tree do acorns come from? Don't believe we had that one yet. This one's a little harder. Which big country is closest to New Zealand? Which big country is closest to New Zealand? We may have already had an answer related to this earlier, so it might not be too hard. Where in Scotland is there supposedly a lake monster called Nessie? Where in Scotland is there supposedly a lake monster called Nessie? Now, we had earlier that red was the top color in the rainbow. How many colors are in a rainbow? How many colors are in a rainbow? And I'll give you one more to think about. Which river flows through London? Which river flows through London? 740-383-9944. You are listening to 107.1 FM WWGH. You know, there's lots of different places to visit here in Ohio, and some of them are really cool. And this one fellow built himself a rock garden. Yes, indeed. Totally made out of rock. When the Great Depression struck and H.G. Hartman found himself unemployed, he turned to stone. From 1932 to 1939, Hartman built a 35-foot by 140-foot rock garden that contains approximately 250,000 individual stones, and which can be seen today at the corner of McCain and Russell Streets in the city of Springfield, Ohio. Hartman started with a fish pond and then filled his yard with statues. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, is it Loch Ness?
It is Loch Ness, that is correct. And what is your name?
It's Jake Jones.
Jake Jones?
Yeah.
All right, we will put you down for the Bob Evans gift card.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh,
bye-bye. All right, Jake Jones gets you signed up. Okay, Hartman's Rock Garden. Hartman started with a fish pond and then filled his yard with statues, miniature stone castles and moats, drawbridges, cathedrals complete with statues of saints and other historic buildings. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, your acorns come from an oak tree.
Hey, absolutely. Who's this? I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Becky Thacker.
Becky Thacker. Well, thank you, Becky, for listening out there. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. The folks are out there. Phone is starting to ring, 740-383-9944. I better cross off my list here so I can keep track of what I'm doing when I go back to the trivia questions. Otherwise, I could get lost. But anyhow, this guy built all kinds of things. He has the White House, Independence Hall, Noah's Ark, Lincoln's Log Cabin, Mount Vernon, and he has tributes to boxer Joe Louis and all kinds of religious scenes and 1930s cultural references coexist side by side in Hartman's world. Even included is a scene from the Oregon Trail. The whole surreal environment is surrounded by a concrete picket fence and gate that so much resemble an actual wooden fence. You'd think it was the real thing if it wasn't for the exposed steel rebar, which is visible where the cement has chipped away. Although now somewhat deteriorated, the Hartman Rock Garden still stands, and you can see it in Springfield, Ohio. Just about time to take another break here on WWGH. You can listen to us online at www.wwgh1071.com. And it's coming up on 4:45, just about 15 minutes left in the program. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and I thank you so much for tuning in to the program.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. That's what I used to say years ago when I was broadcasting from Air Chair 1 here in the beautiful city of Marion on WWGH. Having fun on Offbeat News and Trivia on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. The time is right now 4:47. You know, nice days like today remind me of fishing with my grandfather. My grandfather has since passed on, going on to heaven, but I'll tell you what, I got some great memories of him, and one of them is this. We used to get up really early and go over to my grandparents' house, and my grandma would fix this big breakfast, and one of the things she fixed was potato cakes. And I'll tell you what, I just love potato cakes, but it's been years since I've actually had a homemade potato cake. I'll tell you what, they were absolutely delicious. But she fixed other things too, I'm telling you what, pancakes and sausage and bacon, you name it, she had it. And then after we got filled up with breakfast, we would go fishing. And fishing with Grandpa was always a treat. We would either go to the Sunbury Reservoir. He had special permission to fish in the Sunbury Reservoir, so we'd have it all to ourselves. Or we'd go to a place called Lawyer's Pond. Well, this particular day that I'm talking about, we went to Lawyer's Pond. And for some reason, the gate that was usually open was closed. And instead of trying to open it, Grandpa got the idea, well, we'll just crawl over the gate. So he proceeded to go over the gate, got halfway through, and got stuck right on top of the gate. Well, one of my brothers or one of the friends that was with us, I forget who exactly was the culprit, went ahead and unlocked the gate, got it open. It started to swing open with Grandpa on top. So Grandpa got a nice ride on top of the gate. And he wasn't too happy either. I remember him saying something on the order of, "Hey, you guys, Who did this to me? You guys stop this. Well, Grandpa was stuck up on the gate for another few minutes until we helped him down. But I forget if we caught a lot of fish that day. We probably did, because we usually caught a lot. But I was just thinking, on days like today, clear days where there's hardly a cloud in the sky and it's warm out, fishing with Grandpa, and I would give anything to fish with Grandpa again. Well, let's go over these trivia questions, because we're just a few minutes away from our drawing, and we can get a couple more calls in here. Okay, here we go. St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? I don't think we had that one yet. St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country? Which big country is closest to New Zealand? Which big country is closest to New Zealand? 740-383-9944. How many colors are in a rainbow? Earlier we had the top color in a rainbow that was red, but how many colors are in a rainbow? Which river flows through London? Which river flows through London? And I don't think I said this next one yet. What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book? What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book? He was one hilarious bear, I'll tell you that for sure. I remember seeing him just jump all over the screen. And one more. Name the most famous nurse of Victorian times who improved care for wounded soldiers. Name the most famous nurse of Victorian times who improved care for wounded soldiers. What was her name? 740-383-9944. It is time for our top 10. And I have for you the top 10 first animals in space. Top 10 first animals in space. Number 10 was Belka, a husky, August 19, 1960. Number 9 was Strelka, a husky, also August 19, 1960. They went to space together. Number 8, Miss Sam, a monkey, January 21, 1960. Number 7, Just Sam, a monkey, December 4, 1959. Number 6, and this one's a difficult word to pronounce. This guy is a husky, and his name is something on the order of Ottavinsaya, July 2nd, 1959. Number 5 is Baker, a monkey, May 28th, 1959. And once again, these are the 10 first animals in space. Number 4, Abel, a monkey, also May 28, 1959. Number 3, Benji, a mouse. Yeah, they sent a mouse up to space. December 13, 1958. Number 2 is Laska, a mouse. December 13, 1958. Number 1 is Leica, a husky. November 3, 1957. Top 10 first animals in space. Yes, indeed. So that's pretty neat. Some of them came back, but some of them unfortunately passed away in space. Well, I'm going to skip ahead here since we're running out of time. I'm going to skip ahead and give to you a segment called Ladies' Corner. And I have a recipe here. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page at Radio Nate. Right now, we have a call coming in. WWGH Radio, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. St. Patrick is from Ireland.
St. Patrick is indeed from Ireland. Would this happen to be my good friend Travis?
This would.
How are you doing today, Travis?
Fine, you?
I'm doing great. Glad you got to make it in. We will add you to the pile.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Longtime friend of mine. Okay, this recipe can be found at Radio Nate on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll come right up. It's Simply Delicious Roast Beef Sandwiches. And I know that recipes can be a little hard over the radio, but just listen and see if it sounds good. And you can look it up on Radio Nate a little bit later. First of all, the first thing you need is beef roast. Beef roast. 1 can of condensed cream of mushroom soup. 1 envelope of onion soup mix. 2 celery ribs, finely chopped. 1 jar of sliced mushrooms drained. 15 Kaiser rolls split. And here's what you do. You cut the roast in half. Transfer to a 5-quart slow cooker. Combine soup and soup mix. Stir in the celery. Pour over meat. Cover and cook on low 8 to 10 hours or until meat is tender, adding mushrooms during the last hour of cooking. Remove from heat. Remove meat from slow cooker. Skim fat from cooking juice. When cool enough to handle, shred meat with 2 forks and return to slow cooker. Heat through. Spoon 1/2 cup onto each roll. I think that sounds good. If you think that sounds good, you can find it by just typing in Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture. It is time for our drawing. And we'll find out who's going to win this $10 Bob Evans gift card. And we are going to draw a name here. And the winner happens to be Becky Thacker. Becky Thacker, congratulations, Becky. And you can pick this card up Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Your Bob Evans, $10 Bob Evans gift card will be right here. I've got your name on it already, and it's ready for you to go to Bob Evans and get you something good. Well, 4 minutes are left in the program, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to leave with you in the stack, because I have a whole stack of stuff we didn't get to, but hey, there's next week. We'll be here from right around 4:15 to 5 o'clock next Wednesday, and every Wednesday right here on Offbeat News and Trivia on WWGH 107.1 FM. How about a couple of tips for spring cleaning, since it's that time of year? Make a schedule. Scope out your home. What areas need the most work? Where do you skip during routine cleaning? Those are the best places to start. Regardless of where you start, having a plan for when you're tackling each room will keep you focused on the task at hand. Declutter. Decluttering makes you more efficient and keeps you organized. But more than that, clutter has psychological influences. It signals to your brain that work isn't done. Studies have shown that a disorganized home adds to your stress level. The scientific implications of inhaling dust combined with the stress of coming home to a pile of unsorted laundry or cluttered desk can take a toll. Set aside some time to organize your closets, dust, and organize your office and look through that dreaded junk drawer. You have a junk drawer? Yeah, I do too. Look through that dreaded junk drawer. You may be surprised at how fresh you feel. Always work from top to bottom. When you think about how to spring clean your home, it's important to start from the ceiling down. This will force the debris downward and just make it easy in the long run. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you here in Air Chair One on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here with you. As I said earlier, you can find me on Facebook. You can find that recipe too. Just type in Radio Nate into Facebook and you can find me there. You can also send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. And I want to thank Becky, Jake, Terry, Brenda, Ann, and Travis for phoning in today. We appreciate you lighting up our lines at 740-383-9944. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Do you have any specific plans coming up? I think I'm going to take my wife shopping for an Easter outfit. I believe that is what is on the table for this weekend. And I know she has a dentist appointment. That's not fun. So we go to the dentist appointment on Saturday, and then we go shopping for that Easter outfit. Well, I'll talk to you next Wednesday, right about 4:15, right here on WWGH. See ya!
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal,